Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. This is a moment in the Christian community when we recognize and celebrate the grace of God living in each of us. All of this is God's gift offered to us without price. Baptism is a belonging of God claiming us as his own. It is a beginning of a lifelong journey. Confirmation is a benchmark in their journey. Through confirmation and through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. Confirmation is an opportunity for our youth to say yes to what you have taught them, to say yes to the Christian example that you have shown them, and to say yes to God in their life through Jesus Christ.
I present for baptism and confirmation Tyler Warren Davis, Raymond Ryan Hoover, Tyler Scott Much. I present for confirmation Alan Monty Dockery.
Gentlemen, please face me. I ask you, on behalf of the church, do you understand that there are evil powers in this world creating brokenness and suffering, working against God's plan of healing and wholeness? If so, please say I do. And do you pledge to daily ask for forgiveness for any thought, word, or action of your own that creates brokenness rather than wholeness? If so, please say I do. You're welcome to respond without me. Do you accept the freedom, power, and responsibility God gives you to resist this evil that creates injustice and oppression? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to daily and in every situation serve Him as your Lord, working together with the church, which Jesus has opened to all people, no matter what age, what race, or social standing? According to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world? If so, please say, I will. Will the parents and guardians please rise at this time? Do you, parents and guardians of these confirmands, promise to keep and support your confirmand and give your time, your protection, your guidance and your love, providing them with continuing opportunities in the church to explore their growing relationship with God? Amen. Will the church please rise at this time? And confirmands, will you please turn around and face the church? Those who have a spiritual heritage with these confirmands, this local church community, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ?
We do.
Also, recognizing that there are many persons who touch the lives of children beyond their parents, and recognizing that in many ways the church community has as much influence as parents and immediate family, do you, First Church Community, promise to help and support these youth and give your time, your protection, your guidance, and your love, providing them with continuing opportunities to explore their growing relationship with God? With God's help,
we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround these persons with a community of love and forgiveness, that they may grow in their trust in God and be sound faithful in their service to others. We will pray for them, that they may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life. And we do promise to support them through our time, our protection, our guidance, and our love.